Wait, okay, so this is a really stupid question. On Rotten Tomatoes, the higher the percentage, the better it is, right?
Yes.
Right. Why the fuck is this shit 100%?
I'm so sorry. It was building up and I was really holding back.
My
Please delete
fucking eyebrows just melted. My
it.
eyebrows.
Was that
Why is
margarita?
that?
Welcome back to another episode of AP Podcasting. I'm your host, Xavi, and today we have two of my besties, my oomphies. Hey, Goyles. We have OMG, it's A-Flow, the legendary heartthrob.
Yo,
It took me
yo,
forever
yo.
to get him booked with his manager. He's a fucking dickhead.
Nah, he's cool.
And we
He's
have...
busy, bro.
I'm booked and busy,
And
baby.
we have Cheeky Carl for the
I
first
knew you would
time.
fucking say Cheeky Carl, bitch.
I could also say Car Car Gots
Car Car Gots
Babies.
Babies, I'd rather ride with. At least I still have that one.
First time appearance.
Snapchat from middle school for the win.
Yes. Are you excited?
Yeah.
That was very
convincing.
Woo!
Oh.
Drum roll, please.
I'm scared. What was so funny?
We have a Big Rex in the
Oh, yeah.
His
FKA
newest appearance as.
That's me. That's me. You don't like
I
my
know
rebranding?
It's Naruto. I need to get the full backstory.
I got banned on Twitter.
I know, but
How many
and
times?
Any four. Well, like accounts like that I actually
no,
used or like
three
just
strikes
dummies.
You're out, and then you said,
well,
fuck
so
that. I'm re-
yeah, so I got banned from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I tried to make a new account with something similar to Anti-Zavy,
mm-hmm.
it just got immediately suspended. So they were suspending anything that was even similar to my old username. So this is a rebranding. You can call me Big Rex.
Because he ruined the
Anti-Zavy
branding.
We're retired.
With all of his...
Anti-Zavy is retired.
But, like, explain the Rex part. Like, I don't know if, like, it's...
R-E-X is in
yeah.
my name.
You know what?
That's the only... That's literally the only reason.
Better than Revax. You know what I mean?
I like
that. With
everything
going on, you want a Revax?
That would have got banned,
no.
too. That got suspended, too.
Alright, well, welcome.
No, not, I guess that makes sense. Actually, no, I know you were trying to, I finally, like, my fucking gears were turning in my head and
you
I finally
were just
realized what she meant.
You're yourself.
Yeah, that's true. But, we're here today to give y'all a rundown on...
How shitty it is being a server.
Sure, you can go ahead and do it. What to do, what not to do, why we hate our lives...
Why we love
how
our
we
lives.
Right? How we got to this point?
How we're
anymore.
Still in this point now?
You don't serve anymore either.
No, yeah.
I do technically.
I'm
when
the
this
only
drops,
one
I'm
that's
serving.
Still serving.
When this drops, I'm serving.
That's still suffering.
Still suffering. She makes more money than I do in my office job, so I don't want to hear it.
No, I believe
do you
want
to deal with those old guys? Do you want to deal with those old motherfuckers?
No, they don't like me. They wouldn't
no.
give me the same money you. They
I
gave
literally
me.
Think that's the main reason why any server
You're
that
like,
you
I
serve
want her.
Is like. Knowing if I was to switch over to doing that shit, I like wouldn't make as much.
I mean, well, it depends because it's definitely
it depends
a white girl with boobs is getting
no,
paid.
Bitch, I ain't
no.
got boobs.
Listen, no, I've said
they're
this,
getting
this
paid more than us.
This isn't to be sexist at all, but like if you're a woman, you serve, you instantly make more money.
Right,
it's like
no,
even
no,
women
okay,
tip women
women
more.
Servers are still useful because there's literally times
I'm
where
useful.
It's a table
right.
of fucking bitches. I'm like, dude, I do not want to
no.
go there and serve them.
No, I get
no matter
you,
how
but,
nice.
Like,
I am, they're always gonna like be judging me or not
no, I
like
get
me
you.
Because of something that
Which
I
sucks,
have no control
but
of.
That's tea
if
because
a guy
are
goes over,
creepy and they're
right.
like, ooh, I'm gonna leave her a little bit extra and hope
but,
this somehow
right.
yeah,
but
needs- if
makes
you
her
actually
fucking
talk
gets
to
her
women,
pregnant.
They'll still give you a better tip because we're fucking nice.
I don't
like,
that's
oh,
tea.
That's
you're,
true.
You're
I've
a small
worked in the
percent,
industry.
You're exactly you're a small
yeah,
percent.
It's mostly
snooty Most
bitches
like,
that
oh,
are
I'm
like
pretty, so I don't really gotta leave
yeah.
shit
right.
exactly.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
bitch, fuck you.
They're like, oh my
that's
god,
true.
You're telling me your server never got you your food? Oh wait, I forgot to bring it in. I forgot to bring it in.
This last Sunday, I went outside for a smoke break. I came back inside and this motherfucker's looking at me weird. I'm like, what the fuck does he want? And I'm like, do another stuff. And then I go, oh my god, his six teriyaki wings. No salad, extra carrots. Sorry, Ray.
No.
Ring bring that shit in.
Not Ray Ray.
You know what's
the worst?
I went
to the back. I'm like, I'm not leaving until you give me these six teriyaki wings.
No, literally,
I do not want to look
I've
at him
that.
Again.
I'm like, yo, get this now.
Because
he
Olive
said
Garden.
This was supposed to be out 45 minutes
well, yeah,
ago.
But mine is always like, oh, I'll ring it in later just so I don't have to put a hold on it.
Right.
And I never get to, but I'm waiting for it. I'm like, damn.
Damn,
this is
where the
forever.
Fuck is my
what
shit?
What's going
looking
on?
Back
through,
there, no tickets. Like,
right.
Fuck.
Right. And I'm like, did someone ring it out?
And then I go to the table and I'm like, hey guys, yeah, somebody accidentally took this to the wrong table.
Yeah, I'm the type of bitch that's gonna lie.
Yeah, I'll break this whole
lying.
I go back there and I say, I fucked up really bad. Please help me. I really need you
yeah,
to break this
no,
right
yeah.
now.
No, I like to pitch the table.
Oh, yeah.
Table, I'll be go to the table. I'm gonna go like...
It depends. See, I walked up to Rick.
Yeah.
It depends.
I'll be like, yeah, a giant pterodactyl just came
literally
into the back, started eating these fucking chicken wings, which
we
I thought was kind of like a form of cannibalism, but...
We had to fight them off
right,
real quick.
Right.
Lucky I'm still serving
right.
here.
I, yeah.
But
you see this...
You're lucky I made it. Some of the other servers...
Right. Jamie doesn't have a leg. She went to the hospital. I'm still here
no,
for you.
No, like, I will go that far.
Yeah,
so I would never fuck up and serve me. If, like, someone asks for something, and I'll go to the back, do whatever the fuck, get distracted, and never get it for them, they leave. And they don't say shit about
right.
it. And I get home, and, like, 2 hours
I'm
later,
going
I'm
to
like,
bed, and I'm like, oh my god, that
ranch.
Ranch.
No. Okay.
I'm like, and I feel so bad. Like
sometimes
like,
it's the
damn.
Next day for me. I'm like serving a table, and they go, oh yeah, I want the grouper fingers, but with tartar sauce instead of romaine. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't give that guy yesterday.
It won't remember. I won't remember it until, because sometimes I don't like, you have to give all your like tip checks, like you keep them all and then you like give them to management
okay,
at the end
right,
of the
right.
night. So I will like make sure, like look at my tips and stuff and I'll be like, oh, this table, this
oh.
table, they're fucking lemon dolcini.
No, my worst was all like give out desserts, not ring them in. No, if I like you, it's on the house.
Right.
I did that
don't worry about
purpose.
It. Or if I fucked up. No, because I'm the type of bitch that, like, if I fucked up in the kitchen, I'll be like, yeah, the kitchen, like,
the
got
dessert.
It. Like, the kitchen's really behind, so it'll be another minute. I'm sorry. But I talked to my boss, and they'll be able to get you a dessert if that's okay with you. Let me know what you want. I'll take care of it. I'm a goat. And then they're like,
do
you're
you
so
go back
nice.
There and get your desserts? Or like,
yeah.
Why?
You just take it. You don't even
yeah.
like literally, you.
No one questions it. Sometimes it would be like a really.
Yeah, like, no,
unless it's
annoying.
It unless
it's
something
it
that
busy.
Has to be cooked. Like
yeah,
the donuts, right like the fried donuts, they have to go in the fryer. That's different.
Okay.
But like the little,
everything
like.
Else
is
the little
prepped,
cake or something.
All the cakes,
yeah, it's just
yeah,
in the fridge
the
and you just grab
that
shit.
Gotcha.
There's, I probably have like given away like probably thousands of dollars. They're going to come for me. The police is not going to.
I'm really nervous.
I'm beeping out.
Because, like, man, that company, I took so much from them.
I, so, no. I literally.
No, because it's like $8. It's like, here's
right.
a dollar. Like,
yeah.
It
and
literally
it's like,
was
bro,
$8.55.
Fucking soups.
Right.
Fuck you.
It was only $8.55 after tax. Most of the time, here's $10. Keep the change. Like, nigga,
yeah.
if you don't keep this $145 and get the fuck out of my
bro,
face.
Bro, there's times
right.
I like, if. Believe that, but I guess. But. But if people leave like change, we will fucking go take it back to them and be like, here, like you left this.
I know.
And they're
I,
like, no, that was
for you.
No, really,
you left
need
this
more than
right?
I
do.
Literally.
Fuck
take
your 67 cents, you piece
yeah,
of shit.
I will.
No,
I'm like, no.
I used
I don't
to take
fucking...
the fucking for lunch. I used to take the coupons because
mm-hmm.
people who had normally had coupons always paid cash.
Yeah, no,
and so nice. I would use the coupons, I would keep the cash, use the coupons on people who used cards,
damn.
And then swipe that
oh.
bitch after.
And you just give them
no, when I was carded, that's when Jermaine almost got me in trouble once, because he would, like, literally comp off a whole, like, $100 check.
Right. But that's your dumbass,
because
you gave
no,
it to him.
I didn't know that at first, because, like, he would be like, yeah, this is, or, like, I would just be like, here you go, like, if you're coming to ask, I'm doing whatever, I don't want you to
I don't have time.
Right, I don't,
to
yeah.
And then once I found out, and he came to me one day, I'm like, nah. You can't touch my car. He's like, why not? I'm like, I heard about you. Like, if I'm going to get in trouble, it's going to be under my name.
Right.
I'm not doing this. Because he wasn't smart with it. He literally,
he's
like,
dumbass nigga. Yeah,
everything.
He would just be like, beep, beep, beep.
Same nigga
free,
that
free,
fucking
free,
got
free,
fired
free.
For fucking walking out with sangria.
Right.
RGM.
Right.
Like, are you, yeah, anyways.
Dumbass. Straight fucking dumbass.
But no, I
remember
would,
that
like,
nigga who was also coupon scamming
bro,
and got caught
that
with
he
it.
He got a job right next door blows my fucking
crazy.
Mind.
Like, they didn't even call. They didn't
literally,
walk
no,
in.
He didn't put.
They didn't even
like,
walk.
He didn't put him as a reference.
Yeah, I know. I've done that. But I did that with.
The only reference I ever would use is OG.
Really? Yeah, that's because liked you. Yeah, she ain't like me. I said light skin once and she got an attitude with me.
That was like his fault.
I know.
I don't like the diversity.
Right? No. Not even that. She said that she would like think of it as a slur. I'm like, we're calling ourselves light skins. The only people who've said light skin in this building are light skin people. What are you talking about, a slur? I don't even know if I'm going to be able to use any of this
Long
shit.
Long story short, fucking corporations.
Fuck corporations.
I'm taking your money, bitch.
Bro, yeah, Carrabba's.
Small family company for the men. I love that shit. I've been there 5 years now. I really didn't think I'd make it out that
Carrabba's,
long.
Bro, Carrabba's literally is the most miserable place on the planet. And I really mean that
the
shit.
The place or the people you work with?
Though? It's both because, like.
I remember you would tell me stories and I'd be like.
Was it the way that it was ran?
That was written all
no,
over.
Because sometimes it's not even there and it's still a shit show. Because I would literally be like, I hated the fucking, every time I went to a table, I had to tell them our quote-unquote core family values. Hey guys, welcome to Carrabba's. Have you done this before? Yes. Okay, great. Well, I'm still going to say it because my boss is watching me. Just so you know, we have a scratch kitchen, so everything is made in-house. We have, what was the other one?
Oh, but you don't say these are our family core values.
No, I don't say that. I was like, just so you guys know, we have a scratch kitchen, so everything is house made, meaning if you want something not on the menu or whatever, you can do that. Which I was like, that literally opens the door for the kitchen getting backed up as fuck.
Yeah,
I was like, literally, because then you let you just gave permission for niggas to be like, I want a pasta, but not this pasta, but I want these noodles, this sauce, this chicken, this meat. Literally. What was the other ones? It was a scratch made kitchen. All of our pastas are tossed with the sauce. We don't just pour sauces on top like other restaurants. We actually dip it in or whatever, twist it in. What was the other one? Oh,
bump it.
And we have a wood fire grill for all of our meats, or for all of our chickens, beefs, and porks.
You say all that shit
every fucking time, or else you get fired.
That's it. He does a great job. Right. He doesn't say the family core
right.
values.
No,
like, out of here.
He only said we have a fucking scratch kitchen and a wood fire grill.
I was gonna say,
I didn't
I
hear
feel
a
like
toss.
I only hear a couple of them.
I didn't hear
them.
Toss.
I've only
sauce.
Been there twice, and I feel like I haven't.
I feel like I've only. Been
no
there
cap.
Three times.
I literally did it maybe once.
I feel like I've never.
I did it when I knew people were listening. I quit.
No, literally, it was like
I quit. First
both times I've been there, the server was like, "I'll be back in just a second." 15 minutes later, I'm so sorry. Bitch, we have one other table.
Right.
Where the fuck have you been?
Bro, Carrabba's literally, there's no bussers, there's no food runners.
Don't make excuses for these.
Nah, that shit sucks, bro. Because when you don't have a bus, when you don't have a busser,
well,
and then you're like,
I don't have
out.
A busser.
Huh?
I don't have a
we have to tip out the bartender, and we have to tip out the host.
The fuck is the host doing?
Right.
Exactly.
That's bullshit.
Exactly.
She
that's
gave
wild.
You the table. She gave you that money.
Thank you so
right.
much.
Right.
Bitch. So conceited.
Cut me.
You stop
I'm like
one
fucking
person.
Yeah.
Close my
you.
Section, wow. you fucking whore. That's when you're getting the fucking tip.
Yeah, and it's like, you sat me these fucking horrible people
right.
that I've been mad at for the past 2 hours.
Right.
You owe me money.
So how has the pandemic affected, basically life in the restaurant? Because
oh baby, these bitches are buck wild.
Right. I quit in May of last year because the mask thing, the open doors, people being assholes.
Open
I got
doors.
Carrabba's, the doors were open to contact free. Yeah.
So
I was you're wasting electricity. Fucking literally I got coughed on one time and I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not
no,
doing
it.
I'm not punching an old lady in the face over
a little bitch.
Right. It was literally
it
they're
was.
All
old
people.
It was
during the fucking early bird special, of course it was. But I don't know. I just was I was so over it after that when people they were literally not giving servers serving shifts and making them be door people. Hi,
what?
Welcome to Carrabba's. Do you mind if I spray your hand with hand sanitizer before you enter the building and check your temperature?
So trash.
Literally, I had to do that, instead
you got
of serving.
You fucked up. I'm not showing up.
Right. I had to do a double, and my lunch was that, and then I served for dinner. I was like, you can suck my fucking dick, honestly.
I'll show up for dinner.
I'll show up for dinner.
I haven't had to deal with stuff like that. I mean, we just kind of, I have the same people that come into the place every single day. We all know each other. We all talk to each other. Everybody knows.
Disgusting.
Hey, this is so-and-so. I'm sick, so I'm not going to be there. You know, they don't show up for 2 weeks.
That's
and you're
wild.
Hey, were you good? And
did you die?
Just,
did you make it?
I had
right.
tuberculosis, and I decided not to come in. So
tuberculosis,
okay.
bronchitis, and an egg-shaped
exactly.
tumor inside my fucking lobe.
One,
yeah,
both, or all of the above. Yeah. So there's a lot of people that...
Were you working at last year?
Yeah, so they closed down for maybe a week or two.
A week? That's it?
Yeah.
Carrabba's closed down for like 2 months. Yeah.
No, they were closed for long. Just doing to-go. Well, no. We like were closed and then we opened up for to-go only.
Yeah, they were doing to-go.
And I hated it so much. I loved it because it was like no one in there.
Right.
And I was sitting there like, oh, you guys fucking suck. Did you guys have to? I was just talking to everybody crazy.
Did you have to wear a mask?
Mask. Fucking, like, yeah. But
there were a lot of weird t-shirts. Did the kitchen people have to wear masks?
Yes, everyone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That sucks for kitchen people wearing a fucking mask. It was hot as fuck in that bitch. It's literally like 200 degrees.
But that was really fun because, like I said, like it was just a restaurant with like there was like 10 of us though on to goes.
Yeah,
it was
crazy.
Wild. Oof. And so like the first maybe week or two, nobody knew what the fuck was going on and like how to like set everything up and like just shit was all over the place.
Right, because you got servers doing to go.
Yeah, and I hated it so much because everyone sucked ass, or like they didn't carry their weight.
And you have to share your money.
You had to split your tip. So like, literally for like months before I actually left, it was, like I said, like anywhere from like 8 to 12 of us a night. And I know I did 25% of the work of 8 to 12 people. You know what I mean? And like, I know it for a fact. And
you go home with $20.
Now I'm sitting here. We actually made a lot of money.
Did you?
I still went home with like 120.
Oh, that's
with 12 people. You know what I mean? Like, if
you're busting your ass for what?
You just sat here.
I'm like, go home. Like, because I could have made fucking $400.
They go home saying, damn, bitch, I made $125 literally doing nothing.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there the other night, mad as fuck. Yeah. Like, watching them count the tips, and I'm sitting there. Like,
I need 60%.
You know, I'm not like, I won't say anything to anyone, but like, after a few weeks, it got to the point where I'm like,
this is me.
You didn't deserve this, but here you go. Like, I literally, because like, all the managers were like, Mod, what do you think we should do? Blah, blah, blah. Or like, they'd come to me at the end of the night, like, oh, it's so frustrating watching her do nothing. Bitch, you're the manager.
Right.
Tell her to do something.
What? Or tell her to get the fuck
off. Literally,
don't
schedule her. Exactly. Yeah, and like, I had all the managers like complaining to me about it or like asking me what's best. And so I'm like, yeah, no, I can't deal with this anymore. So I was like, I'm gone.
The T is that I fucking went to like last week,
mm-hmm.
and I did not know about that.
Okay.
So they were like, yeah, it's like crazy, like it feels like when left, and I was like, left. So we got some like random ass dude.
I wanted to fight. You thought I wanted to fight that man? Bro, if I ever catch Jit in the streets, I'm just beep beep and walking away.
Not a two piece.
He was so rude because he like came in there and like I said,
I wish they had like, what if y'all had as a GM? Y'all would have rocked through him.
No, because even fucking like got fired and shit.
For what?
For going to her bar and smoking like she does every day.
Right.
Since she's been there.
Right.
But I guess someone, God knows.
Okay.
No idea. I've always been curious, but like, you know what? I don't like her.
Why do you gotta go
out
in the car?
Like, and she leaves for like a good 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And like, she's the only manager on.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm like, where's smoking a cigarette. Okay, I'll see that bitch in an hour.
Exactly.
See that bitch in an hour.
But yeah, I don't know. That place just went to complete shit. Like, even now.
Where's all does he still work there? He's such a fucking cornball. And that fucking. Does still work there?
Yes.
Cornball.
Nah, don't talk about.
Fuck, bro. Fuck that old ass, nasty, fucking, dusty, skank, cut rag bitch. Because she's a fucking lame ass fucking Jit.
What the fuck did do to you?
Bit everything. She always had an attitude of me like, I won't. Like, I won't take her glasses and run.
Nigga, I will beat
you. I will take her glasses. I'll fucking throw them bitches in the street and run them over.
Oh, where are
my glasses?
Where's my glasses? Head ass.
No,
I'm gonna change her name to fucking Velma.
How, you were there when was there, right?
I love. She's the one that hired me.
Oh, the way she got fired.
That's so dirty. They did her so dirty.
They did, but also it was necessary. And she was super, like, she was trash, but she was so sweet. She's like,
she's so
hey,
nice.
Guys, let's sprinkle love on everyone today.
Right.
Like, she had, like, a purple pen. Oh, my God, where's my pen? I can't sign this without the purple ink.
Right.
Like, she was that. It was, like,
one of those, like, a third grade elementary school teacher.
And she, like, watched. She took, like, little fucking, like, step. Like, they weren't even. She,
Wendy
like,
Williams
shuffled,
walk.
Like,
she did, like, a Wendy Williams walk. Walk. Like a.
It's funny. You'd hear her. Right. Around. Yes, it was the funniest shit. But no,
shit, here she comes.
Everyone there that like kept that place.
I
feel like COVID literally ran down all of the good servers because everybody like had
lost
to pick
their
up
fucking mind.
Everybody else, like all the like half-ass people, were just like, "Fuck this! I'm not gonna
exactly.
do it. I'll do unemployment or fuck this place. I don't need it. I'll go somewhere else."
No, exactly.
Like,
right.
And
but,
so only the people that work hard stay, and now they're run down to shit. Like, don't want to do it.
They, yeah, no, because so many people I know had to, like, work like 50 plus hours
a week. And yeah. work way more than everybody else was, and you're still not benefiting.
Meanwhile, me, they said, we're going to take a break.
Like this.
They did not. I asked to be to go. They said no. So I said, all right. They were giving us paychecks of our weekly, like, average plus tips, like, whatever you would claim. But I was also getting unemployment.
Yeah.
So I was living lavish, acting ratchet, all that shit.
You were,
so,
actually.
I bought an Apple Watch. I fucking...
Bro, I don't know. I'm mad I couldn't get that shit.
Why? I don't... You literally...
I did everything.
So, listen, y'all.
Nah, nigga.
Listen, listeners. I told this nigga to come over and I would do it for him, and guess who never showed up to my house?
But I, like, technically...
Heartthrob's management said he's booked and busy, and I said, that's fine, he's booked and poor, too.
I was, and I still am.
Dirt cheap ass
Bro,
nigga.
I literally, the pandemic completely fucked up my, like, credit. Like, the credit card that I has that's, like, I can literally spend whatever the fuck is maxed out right now, and my life is over. Hey, don't want to think about it. Like,
wait, how much?
You don't...
Thousands?
It's, like, 15.
Double and then... That bitch is a max. That's
I
really,
that.
Like,
Mine's
that's
at
all
three.
How did you get it to 15 grand?
He be living.
Fuck
but
yeah.
You don't do nothing. You didn't have anything to show for it.
Yeah, but when you're not making money and you got
a I get that. Like,
in all honesty, I mean, it started to... We're not going to talk about my debt, you know, my poor life choices. But long
yeah.
story short, like, it, like, while I wasn't bad. Making money, I was like, fuck it. Like, I have
well,
this car.
I wasn't
the
working.
The world's ending. Mm-hmm. Like,
me and Carly were going to the beach.
Why does it matter? And then you're like, oh, shit, people are, like, really still going with this shit.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, wait, we're still alive?
Yeah.
I literally was like, well, if I'm going to get an Apple Watch, at least I'm going to be in the hospital with it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And that never happened. And I was like, fuck. I just don't understand... Like, the people that fucking just started acting brand fucking new, getting an attitude with, like, people because they have to wear a mask. I love that you keep shaking that when we're recording.
Sorry, it just tastes so good. It's like vanilla lemony.
Oof. Just, baby.
It's the Justies.
Bro, listen, one day.
It's so good.
We're going to get this pod sponsored by Just.
Like a lemon.
Please describe to the listeners how the Just water tastes, Carly. No, not ASMR style.
The lemon cakes from Publix. You know, the glaze.
But
like
water.
Lemon cake. But in water form. And you feel like you're just gulping down
on,
delicious
me,
dessert.
Not just flavored,
take a good swig
it's
for
me.
The listeners.
Infused.
Yeah, open it up for the listeners.
Wow.
Just water. Buy it now. Please sponsor me. I'm so poor.
Send in your pictures.
Right. I already added them on Instagram and they
Listen,
didn't even
no.
like it.
No, when we get like a visual thing going, we're just gonna like.
I love that you keep saying we, but you won't do this
you
with
know
me
what?
Full time.
Here we go. If he makes me a little animation human, I'm in this bitch.
If I draw you on the cover,
yeah,
you're gonna do it.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but you don't have the commitment because I do it every 2 weeks.
I can't. Bro, that's light.
Okay. Bet.
It's
new cover art coming soon, y'all.
You're no, but why the fuck are we still in this pandemic, technically? Like, did you guys see?
Because Joe Beezy. Where's my fucking money, Joe?
I don't know what country it was.
Where's my
like,
fucking
they
check?
They have a full-on festival going on, like, right now.
Midsummer?
Shit, Germany.
No, like...
Midsummer.
Well, if that
Bitches
was...
Bitches jumping off a rock.
Did you guys watch that shit?
I watched
You watched
this.
That, obviously. Bro. Fuck it.
Yeah, keep talking about
what is this? What
Midsummer?
What was it?
It's is it Swedish or is it Norwegian?
Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Okay.
Because there's something.
No.
So,
but I'm saying, what did you get from that? I walked out confused and upset.
I think of it. I thought of it
so
as a
mad.
Cultural experience.
No, because I know I get what you're saying because it had those elements. But
yeah,
like
I
there
saw
was like
more in
a deeper
way,
like
so.
That mixed with like
I thought it was fun
because so it's
thought
a
it was
girl
quirky.
Who
it was
lost
beautiful.
Her entire
like,
family.
The only thing
it
I didn't
well
get, the only thing I didn't like was the scene where he had walked out that thing with the blood on his dick, and I was like,
no.
Ew.
When he was in there and they showed him like having sex with like everyone else, like
boner,
and
like
fucking,
grabbing his balls
no,
and like
all the
okay,
women
yeah,
and
weird,
dancing.
I was like, what?
And I'm like, what is going? On?
But then the girl was, like, helping him. She was like, no, like this. You have to do it like this.
That.
I was like,
well, I just know, even, like, when they're at the dinner table,
I
like, the sister's, like,
yeah.
trying to, like, flirt. And
I love that they were, like so subtle
like,
with the shits. Like,
to...
if you just pissed them off, you just got taken into the forest. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like,
all the friends
you
were
come with us.
I need to rewatch
you please
this
come with us.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't, they would, like.
All the friends got taken.
And then they died.
I remember that, but, like, I feel like
he was like, he was like, this is fucking stupid, and they were like, okay, you think it's fucking stupid?
I need to rewatch that shit.
They come back all like disheveled. They're like, he's fine. We just took him home. He's good now.
That's what they said. They said he went to the train.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to meet them right now.
Oh, they give him a train, all right?
Yes. They had a train ran on them with some hammers.
I need to rewatch that shit. Because I like left and I immediately went to Google.
It was like a family thing. So she lost her family in the beginning. And then this cult kind of like takes on to her because they know that she lost her family. And they make her be part of their family.
Through
the stupid weird shit.
Anyways, back to restaurant.
He literally decides to set her boyfriend on fire. Instead of the other random guy that she just met.
Because
she
said,
they create a sense of family with her and shit.
It says horror/drama, but it was definitely not horror. Because nothing about it was really scary.
That's because they got taken into the woods and they were killed.
And someone fucking fell off a cliff. Like, no, fuck that.
When he wasn't dead and he fucking like took the sledgehammer and just like...
smacked him in the head.
I was like, no. Why would you do this?
I know.
The Norwegians are going to hate this.
It's actually Swedish.
Oh, see, I was right.
Wait, okay, so this is a really stupid question. On Rotten Tomatoes, the higher the percentage, the better it is, right?
Yes.
Right. Why the fuck is this shit 100%?
I'm so sorry. It was building up and I was really holding back.
Please, my fucking eyebrows just melted. My eyebrows.
Did you was that margarita? Why is
that's the intro.
Why is that shit 100%? Someone please break it down. Because
it's that good.
It's really good. It's a
No.
Hereditary has
I need to watch that.
You haven't watched Hereditary?
Watch it again.
You're tripping.
No, but you guys do realize everyone is confused and hates that movie.
Anyways, restaurants. Do we have any tips for people on what to do and what not to do at a restaurant?
Don't cry in the fucking corner like a little bitch. Just suck it
about
up.
About some
get
fucking
over
chicken
it.
Wings.
Don't let those motherfuckers get to you because
you're talking about work.
Okay, I was gonna say.
What
side are we on?
Yeah.
Let's start with one or the other.
If you're in there on a date with just one other person.
Oh my god, here he goes.
Do not sit on the same fucking side. Are you not with that wave?
Ew, you do that.
No, I just said we just talked about that in the other episode. Oh.
Did I? Listen, I'm so adamant about that.
Do you not remember that? Because I was like, I'd be like this.
He will literally come and fucking put duct tape between y'all so you can't sit there.
That shit pisses me off.
I like it because I don't like doing it. But I
under the table. What's the point?
Because when they're sitting on both sides of the table, I can put my knee on the other side
and take a fucking rest.
So he sits on the other side?
When I work there. When people are, like, my customers are sitting on the same side, I can put my fucking leg down and rest.
Okay, listen, that's a plus, but I swear, 90% of them, the girl or one of them no longer knows how to talk and they start...
She's like, oh, baby,
and I'm like, what?
I'm like, no, bitch.
I'm right here.
Really?
I am the captain.
No, you ugly fucking whore.
No, every time it's like...
No, bitch, are you a fucking rugrat?
Is it shit like, I didn't want any onions on this salad, can you tell him? Or is it like...
I saw that tweet and it was like,
standing in front of him.
No, it was the one where he was like, onions. Yeah, I'm quiet and I date loud girls. Who do you think's going to tell the server when they fucked up? Me?
I'll eat that shit.
I'll just complain about every bite, but like, I'm not going
to
say anything.
Matt'll be like...
My significant other, of course.
I'll be like, it's fine, and Matt'll be like...
Oh, everything's great. Thank you so much. I can tell you're working so hard.
Right.
Thank you.
I'll be like, this is great. This is fantastic. And Matt will be like, excuse me. And I'm like, don't do that. And he's like, no. Excuse me. And I'm like,
It pisses me off that more people aren't like us, I feel like, about the whole, like,
just I feel like if everybody on the planet were just us, it would...
No, bro. Be, so...
It would just be so nice.
I feel like we all have that family member that we hate going out to eat with.
That's what I was saying.
My grandmother in the other room.
I'm like, I feel like all of my family...
Okay,
like
no.
My grandmother in the other room.
Because I work
literally,
and they
she's
come
in the other
see
room.
Me, so they understand it.
My stepsister is the... I've never been to a restaurant with her with everything being okay. Everyone else, happy. It was great. Her took a bite, pushed the plate away, and now she's mad the rest of it. And keep in mind, like, my mom and stepdad have been married for like 16 years. Never once been out to eat with her. And she's satisfied. Ever.
So
I'm just like, that? And it's like, and then she, like, makes it like.
How old is she?
20. She's 3 years
old. Oh, no. You cannot be in their 20s and have an attitude like that.
She's 26 now. Literally, the worst thing is, like, the server being, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, can I get anything else? And she's like, no, I'm fine.
I hate when people
like now
do
she's
that.
Just
like,
mad.
What do you want?
And I'm just like,
what do you want from me?
Like,
then?
Exactly.
Why are you gonna say something if I can't do anything to make it better?
With an attitude, like if you're gonna have an attitude, at least let me try to fuck.
At least she's not paying. I don't give a shit then.
No.
If you're not paying and you got attitude, I'm like, oh well.
No.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
Just don't.
You're not tipping. You're not gonna tip me anyway. So if you're not paying, then I don't give a shit. Because you wasn't gonna leave me
a family. And you're just going to dismiss one of them and say, hey, daddy, I know
like,
you've got the bill.
Yeah, I'm going to sit on his fucking lap.
You want
like,
another beer?
Yeah.
You want another monster beer?
Yeah, do you want a fucking hand job? Like, what do you want?
It's not like I walk to this table.
In front of
like,
your wife?
She low-key pissed off the whole, like, now fuck your family, honestly. Because you have someone that acts like this.
No.
But you raise them.
Exactly.
She made me the same way. My grandmother in the other room always got an attitude when we go out to eat.
Your mom was the one that had a problem the other night, though, no?
That's because your fucking server was a cunt. She's a cunt.
She's a
like, she literally
bitch.
Pushed my cousin's chair. Like, she literally, like, grabbed it and was like, this can't be here. And, like, pushed while she was sitting in it. And I was like, I have to leave because if they start smacking her, I
like
can't
her.
Save her.
Ah,
if they smack the
like
shit
her.
Out of her, I have to walk away. So I left. But my mom's normally, like, nice at the...
No, so
it's her. Because she swears she's everything she eats. I could have made this at home. Well, go fucking make it at home.
Bro.
Literally.
Why are you here eating?
I take her to three different places. I take her to Bonefish, I take her to E&E, and I take her to Finley's. And those are the only places she don't
What's
have a problem.
E&E?
E&E Steakhouse in Bel Air.
Never heard of it in my entire life.
She gets their escargot.
I also don't really like steak, so.
They have seafood and stuff. But she loves their escargot.
It's fine.
It's seafood places are the only places I can't take her and she'll bitch. Because, like, these chicken wings are dry. This fucking... Anything, bro. I'm literally like, well, go home. Do it yourself. I don't know. But let's flip it. And what advice do we have for our fellow employees that, what to do and what not to do? I'll start. Don't
Suffer
fucking bother me.
Oh.
Oh my god, what? Excuse
me? I was so focused on what you said. And I like...
Wait.
It took us like
the loading screen
time,
on my forehead just started spinning.
You said at the same
I'm
time,
so
but
kidding.
I heard is when hers came in like 10 seconds later.
What?
It's like what?
Do the girls at your job be doing that?
No, really. There's small bathrooms. There's only two stalls. You can't do much.
Okay. Okay, Miss Girl.
I've tried. Trust me.
Right.
Trust like, me. If I can't do it, nobody can.
Ew.
No, I'm kidding.
What are we giving advice on right now?
What to do and what not to do if you're working in a restaurant.
Yeah, if you're working there.
I don't know. I was just like, I'm not even making friends.
Do your fucking side work.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's facts.
Do your... One, two, three.
Do your
fucking side work. You fucking
I
suck a lot.
No, we were doing the fucking... Really enunciating
okay.
importance on doing your fucking side
one,
work.
One, two, three.
Do your fucking side work.
you're gonna hear shit
all,
that I was
well,
saying in the background.
Have you worked at
different you're like, oh, shit,
what have you worked at like any other restaurant? Okay, like
horrible hell.
Side work.
Shit,
I feel like at all restaurants are different.
Yeah.
Some side work is like
no. Side work.
See,
we didn't do fucking nothing.
We didn't do anything, and
nothing.
People still didn't do it.
And people still didn't.
We had to fill a bus tub full of either blue cheese or ranch. If you were late, like, in...
A
like,
bus tub?
A bus tub, bro. Of little, the portion, you know,
that's
little
Oh,
fucking
I thought
you
meant, like, just pouring
it
in
oh,
there.
No, no, I'm fine. We used our bus tubs
and then,
scoop
cause
the
I,
sauce.
Because I literally thought,
no,
I was like, you pour
portions.
Them in there and then you portion it from that.
No,
I was like...
We had to, like, fill it, like, into little cups
yeah.
and... Like, I don't even... I've never counted how many there are. I could probably find
nah,
a video of me
so
there.
Actually,
like,
I had to
in
do
the
that.
Morning,
so,
scooping fucking blue cheeses into fucking portions.
So at Jimmy
like,
Guana's, we
bullshit.
Had... You know the big, like, fucking... You know the trays that they put the breadsticks on?
Mm.
We had to portion those with sauces.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
the
yeah,
breadstick
like
the, trays.
It's like a sheet tray.
Yeah, like a sheet tray.
Yeah,
I think...
The,
I can't remember
like
the measurements.
Things,
but,
yeah.
Fill that.
Fill
so
that.
You fill that with sauce, and then you do it on top. Again, so you do
that's
two,
right? And then you put
yeah.
one on, stack one on top.
So it ended up being 180 each time because 90 was a
huh?
90 was a thing.
And you guys had to do that every time.
Every night, yeah.
That
you had to make
like
sure
about what
you didn't
we had
have
to. Do
to well, because
honestly.
So sometimes there's left over. So like if there
okay.
were sauces left
you
over, you
just
push them to the front.
I get you.
And then you refill the back. So but there was 180 that filled that entire
that's
tray.
Crazy.
So we had to do that every night. But that was as a food runner. That wasn't as a server. You literally, it's just like restock cups and then you're good to go.
Restock cups, check your sugar.
Right, take the trash out of your, like, because you have,
I look
like,
at you, cool.
You have little, like, server. Sugars. Yeah.
Yep, they look good to me.
Yeah. You have, like, little, the POS systems and they have the stands and then there's a trash can and a stand. Take the trash out.
Oh. There you go.
Just and you just it's die.
Right next
I
to
swear
it.
To God, right. I swear to God, I would just take the trash out of my stand and just put it into someone else's.
You lazy ass bitch! You didn't know what? All simultaneously.
I think I've done it to
do
a lot of
times.
Do your
side work and then you don't fucking do
anytime
it.
Anytime I was checking out, I was just like, cool.
Yeah, they didn't. And then half the time, like people, like you have to go like get to approved like by someone to sign it off. And half the time they're just like, okay, I'm just signing.
Yeah, don't even look.
We had a
yeah.
meeting about that, remember? They were like, no one's doing their side work.
I'm forgetting about Chili's. I literally blacked that period out of my life.
Oh my God, you did work at Chili's. But Tallahassee
that
Chili's.
Was hell.
I was
going to
say,
bro,
Chili's?
Hell.
Really?
Yes.
Tally
so
Chili's.
So I know now at Chili's, like, the servers don't do shit. Like,
that
they're just ringing stuff.
Literally nothing.
And
use the fucking Ziosk and everything.
No, see, we didn't have a food runner.
Okay.
See, here we do because I feel like we're a lot busier. But, like, in Tallahassee, it wasn't that busy.
Okay.
I worked, like, up in, like, a residential, like, fancy family neighborhood area.
Yeah.
So it was all, like, church people that came there after their
so
service.
Annoying.
Literal assholes give me $2 and a book about
right.
God.
Right, and a book
here's
about Jesus.
Real
fuck
tears.
Jesus,
yeah.
Nigga.
No,
give me a fucking...
It.
Boost my
That's
economy.
That's why I have such fucking bad luck. I've thrown
kids,
so many goddamn
right.
Jesus books and shit away.
Tell Jesus to boost the economy. Give me some goddamn money.
Yeah. I'm like, I want your fucking monetary tip, not your moral tip, bitch. Mm-hmm.
I go to Chili's because I want a $5 Hennessy margarita.
Yes,
and I want queso.
Yeah, or like
your queso,
queso
is
so
disgusting.
What?
No, their queso is not
you're
that
fucking
good.
Rude.
Yeah,
so both
bad.
Of you can get that. We're
it's
ending like, the set. Ending the episode. Goodbye.
Dude, I don't know how people like that shit.
It's so
it's
good.
Not the worst that I've ever
their
had.
Chips,
but
their chips aren't fire.
Good. It's not
tier.
Great.
Their salsa.
I'll eat it when
it's
I'm high
tier.
And shit, but not.
You're fucking wild. The only place that has better fucking salsa and
have you tried their Southwest egg rolls?
No, I don't like beans.
Me fucking neither. But them shits is banging.
Queso tastes like
if there's beans yeah. in that but I eat around
right.
them
yeah
no you don't
I guess I do
because
there's
ups.
Mixed there's meat in it
they're
I can
like
tell what the fucking I can tell
shit.
What a no it's not ground up there's you could it's like the fucking
it
pasta fajoule
like
at Olive
beans,
Garden
though.
Nigga
no,
so does
not.
The Olive Garden
no, it's
soup
no,
nigga
it's not. No, it's, what are you
pasta fajoule tastes like beans
no it doesn't
and there's
like
fucking beans
tomato soup
and beans. You know
it
how many fucking beans
yeah.
I pick out that bitch
yes,
every time
I know,
eat it?
But I still smack that.
Hook. Yeah, and you mix it with the Zupa because you're nasty.
Ooh, Zupa Toscana.
Y'all are nasty.
So
that's
oh,
the that's
bro,
the nastiest
so
smelling
that
shit I've ever heard. I'd be smelling
that
fucking
Zupa.
That
Parmesan
is
cheese,
right?
Bro. Just get over it.
I'd be smelling that shit.
It's a Parmesan.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
Get over it.
No, I'd be smelling
so
that shit
good.
And I want to throw up.
Is it delicious?
A kale, basil crunch.
No, yeah. Nigga, it's
oh,
disgusting.
The
crunch,
the
it's soggy.
Potato pieces in there. Oh!
The potato piece. Oh,
oh
there's
yes.
potato.
There is potato.
I was thinking of the gnocchi.
Don't fucking try me. You work there,
no,
bitch. I eat it.
Gnocchi's disgusting.
I think I OD'd on
yeah,
gnocchi when I was
not
a kid.
Really
and now, like, just the sight of it. I, like,
that's how I feel with calamari. Because I worked at Jimmy's. I worked at a beach restaurant. And,
I've only eaten
calamari was the thing that got messed up the most because people
times.
Would be like, oh, it doesn't, it has, because people would really send calamari back because it has the legs and it's not only rings.
No, a lot of people are weird. Like,
and
yeah,
so,
a lot
but,
of
so
people
that,
like rings.
So that, well,
why the fuck are you ordering calamari then?
So they would like, can we get only rings? I'm like, no, they're pre-portioned.
No.
So people would send it back and we would just eat it in the kitchen. So I've eaten so much calamari in my life
calamari.
That the smell of calamari
yeah,
makes me like...
Get over, yeah, that would make you want
to... Yeah, it's because you...
Eat it like that.
You can only eat so much squid in your lifetime before you're like...
I guess
maxed
so.
Out on squid.
What is your perfect...
shift life?
So I feel like no matter what, all of our answers are going to be remotely the same of like...
You would want a busy night. You wouldn't want it to be dead because
yeah.
you want to make money.
But smooth,
right.
Yeah.
You difference. Want it to be busy, but you want the kitchen to
no,
be on its shit.
Crazy. To be on top of everything.
Right.
And
like I said, my biggest pet peeve is just dish. Like
see,
if dish
me,
was
so
if
different.
Dish is going smooth, I don't give a shit about anything else.
I never
if I
had to worry about dish like that.
Yeah,
so
what?
Well, so okay, so Carrabba's you have to
so
have plates on each table because. You have to have plates and glasses because everybody gets water automatically, and you get the carafe. that you fill that with water, and then you give them the four water glasses.
I've never gotten that experience.
So I don't know what Carrabba's you fucking.
But when you
fucking worked at,
you're tripping every time.
I've never had a crab there. I've never drank the water.
Well, did you work there when I worked there?
They come over and they're like,
"Worked at."
I mean, did you eat there when I eat there?
Welcome to Carrabba's. You been here?
Fuck, I said that again.
I've been here.
You didn't eat there when I worked there.
No.
So maybe it was new when. Maybe that was a thing like that happened before I started.
I've been there after that.
No,
before and after.
No,
I've never
literally
had. Here's this wonderful crop.
Did you go during lunch or dinner?
Both.
Because the lunch people don't give a shit. Because remember we went to the Gulf to Bay one at lunch.
Yeah, that's
but because
what
we ordered sangria,
say.
He just
we
brought
went
the
to
sangria.
That one after, that was shitty. That was a shitty ass experience.
So
man,
literally,
ever told
so
me their
you always have to
life.
Have you always have to have bread plates because people always want the bread with the olive oil and shit.
Yeah.
So we would run out of those because those were always the first thing to fucking break in the back. People would
more,
like they don't fucking order them. They're stingy. So we would only have like. They just shish me.
I said that's
true.
Oh.
Oh, I thought he said
he was about to fucking.
I know. I was like, did you just shush me on my own fucking show?
I feel threatened.
As you should. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
see,
what are y'all talking about?
You have such a different experience than us, though. I don't give a damn about dish. Like,
I've never had to worry about it.
I mean, I like my dishwasher at my work because, like, it's a small place.
I think once I realized that I had to, like, wash my own dishes, I was like, never
if...
a fucking again.
Wait, Travis is under the is under Bloomin'
Brands. So
that's
Outback.
That's what I'm about, yep.
Outback and
You started at Outback?
Yes.
Which one? East Bay?
East Bay.
Really?
My friend Desiree
that
still works there,
grimy.
I think. Hey, friends of the show, hey, Desiree. She's not listening. That place is nasty as fuck. Good luck.
We've been there.
Yeah, and we haven't been back.
That's what I'm saying.
I just
that place
don't
is
like
not
steak.
Really that good. My dad goes there for like lunch just for soup and salad, but
yeah, no, Miles works there now, so he's like, yo, pull up.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Is he a manager?
No.
Can I take advantage? The thing that I like the most there, honestly, is the kids' meal, the fucking chicken tenders, and the fucking
I've only been
loaded
there, like,
French
two
fries.
I haven't been there. I could probably count on my fingers and toes how many times I've been
there. I've
been
there, like, maybe through. The one time with it was what,
on
me
that
and
Travis and
no, it was Jason and Ashley.
Yeah.
You guys all had just blood and nastiness on your plates.
Ew.
Dipping your French fries in it.
Oh, I love because
yeah,
I'm a medium rare ass bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a medium rare ass bitch.
You get well done.
Nah,
he just doesn't
really
eat
like
steak.
I don't really like it.
Yeah.
He likes burgers though. I don't understand the difference.
How you get your burgers done? Well done.
PSA: If you do, if you get your fucking steak,
I don't care. Like,
if you get your fucking steak, anything after medium well.
Anything after medium, bro. No. Look,
medium is
medium
fine. I'll eat
well,
a medium.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I said. Okay, so
it's
medium well and
after. Medium. Yeah, medium well and
medium
after.
Medium well and after.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. Thank
you're
you.
You're just chewing on a shoe.
You, yeah, enjoy your... Put some fucking cheese on it and some ketchup because it's a burger at that point.
Yeah. And then people that, like, steak. Get a well-done steak or something.
Yeah, enjoy your fucking leather boot. And complain about it. It's too chewy. It's
this
fucking well done.
Good. Well, why the fuck would
you? Did you order it? Well,
bro,
done.
At Chili's, the 2 for $25. Y'all know. What I'm
oh my
about.
God!
That shit killed me. Imagine
no,
being
no,
a
no,
server.
No.
You have 5 tables, and all 5 of them are 2 couples, and everybody wants the fucking 2 for $25.
Bitch, we
and
worked out. We had 7 tables, and they all want soup and salad, and it's unlimited.
True,
and
Jesus
we had to
Christ.
Get our
right.
Soup and salad.
And we had to get our
so
own
ran
soup salad.
Back.
We made our soup and we made our salad.
Like $25.
No, they're 8. They're
$8.
But because you get a water.
Salad, I'm saying like, so like,
yes.
You get a limit.
You get a water.
Hold on, but wait. And they keep ordering more.
And they keep ordering more.
Unlimited.
But
yeah,
you,
see, they
but
just
you
get
make your
breakfast.
Own salad. I put the lettuce, the carrots, the olives, the peppercinis, the dressing.
We make all of it.
Right.
I gotta make 2 big-ass salads.
Right. The bread people aren't keeping up, so we're putting bread in the fucking oven. Don't fucking play with us. Because we fucking did the whole restaurant for lunch.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, for
you
me, it's like I'm so used
small,
to
like family owned place. Like,
no,
I'm done.
I don't know where.
I'm done. I'm defeated.
Family owned places are looking for so much help right now because nobody wants to fucking work. Like,
the Greek place on East Bay. Yeah.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
Anyways, yeah, no.
This is, I, no, yeah, don't talk to us about fucking. How hard it is because when you run the fucking entire kitchen with 7 tables for lunch because no one else wants to because the people who aren't closers get cut at fucking noon and people don't come in for lunch until 2 o'clock. That's when it's a fucking.
There's literally 2 of us at Finley's.
Finley's, yeah, but y'all have
like,
food runners.
No, not
here's
during
the thing.
Lunch
hold on, hold
and
on.
Shit. Like
you make good money. I know you.
Yeah,
yeah.
You make good money.
We
so,
don't
make right.
Good money.
We did soup and salad for $8. They get a free water, and that's it. That's all they order.
Like,
but then
I
they order
ran,
5 or 6 salads.
I literally ran all lunch. And I made like
you walk out with $70.
If that's a great
on a good on a good.
That's a good.
We walked out of Olive Garden having a great attitude. Like, damn, I made so much money. $73
for a lunch.
Well, yeah.
That's like a one.
You make $73 in a you make $73 in an hour.
No,
yes, you do, bitch.
Don't, you're bro, so true.
Ask her how much she made for St. Patrick's Day.
I don't want to know. No,
well,
I
that
know,
was a long ass day. You walked
13,
in there.
Would you work 13 hours for $1,000?
Bitch,
yeah,
it
no,
wasn't $1,000.
$800.
Oh,
that's 2 weeks.
I'm just saying it's
that's
different.
2 weeks
that's
away.
That's 2 weeks.
Okay, but you walked into that place. Xavier, would you have served everybody over
no,
there?
No, they could
no.
take my dick.
You saw the tent. You walked in through that door. I know you saw that fucking tent, bro. I was out there all fucking day, walking in and out of Finley's, getting through, pushing through that
people
crowd
with no
of people.
Masks.
Literally behind the bar, they were like just standing behind the bar, fucking dancing and shit. So, I'm like walking
you
by with
hear
a tray
something?
With 13
you
beers.
Hear something?
Excuse me, excuse me. Fuck you. Like it
you
was
hear
so
something?
Ridiculous.
I fucking tried to like I was waiting for you at the corner of the bar because you were ringing
and
drinking.
And I said,
yeah, but
and
so,
that
the,
was
so
it.
The women that were sitting there, they were like. If you call her, she's not going to answer you. I was like, I'm not here for
she
a drink.
Right.
I know her. And they were like, oh, okay. And I was
yeah.
like, old bitch, mind your business.
Yeah, we are not coming
she
to
She was
you.
Like,
we
if you try
to
call her, she's
can.
Not going to answer you. And I was like, that's not what I'm calling her for. I just wanted
exactly.
to say hi. And they were like, oh, okay.
I waved to you and I was like, hi.
Yeah.
I saw your cute little head standing above all
wanting
those
wanting to kill myself.
Fucking bitches. Yeah, I'm
with
literally
the only one
there,
with
like,
a mask on.
Yeah,
but I'm tall. It's all old people and they're like five
yeah.
and five fucking
it
foot.
It was so ridiculous, bro.
Literally.
So
yeah.
I was wearing a mask and then everybody was like looking at me and shit and I was going in and out outside. I was like, dude, fuck this. I can't. I literally can't wear a mask knowing that I was going to go home at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
I cannot wear
crazy.
A mask. All day while I'm out in the tent.
At least you made money.
Serving
trays
of
shit.
Like, even if I walk
we'll,
out,
we'll
like
have like
30.
Everybody
we'll
left.
Have like,
listen, everybody left at like 12, 12:30. We were there cleaning and setting everything
and
up
getting drunk.
Until 3. No. Because I was doing tips. Dude, let me show you the fucking picture of the stack of tips that I had to fucking enter in. Look at this shit.
Oh,
it was literally
no.
as
that's
tall
paper.
As a
that's
fucking
not money.
Salt shaker. Thin ass
no.
receipt
oh, I know.
Paper.
That's crazy.
I cannot
yeah.
tell you. Oh my god, he actually asked. He was like, I'll give anybody a trip to so-and-so if they guess the exact number of credit card receipts that day. And it was something like 700 something. And I put at least 500 of them in because the one girl was doing the day and she was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah,
somebody
not,
else.
Someone
her
had
eyes were crossing
day,
and
like,
shit. And so I was sitting there. I had a glass of wine, but I
oh my god, trying to find
it.
Each check
exactly.
in the fucking POS.
And you know how
I
many
fucking...
checks were exactly $21 or $14.86 and you're looking for the exact
because it's two
credit
shots
card numbers.
Or three shots.
Exactly. And they were all
fuck
exact
no.
prices.
I'll kill myself.
Tax was included.
No.
So there were so many. I was sitting there for at least an hour and 20 minutes just entering all of them in. And then you have to do the math and pull all of that out of the drawer and then divide it among the 10 of us that
please
were working.
Please tip us.
Like,
please tip your servers.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, why
it was
people
so
go out
ridiculous.
To eat knowing,
people
like,
don't
they
realize
can't
it. And
right.
we're
go
having a great time. Why are you in such a bad mood? Like,
right.
do you see the place?
Yeah.
I do not have time to sit here and have a great time with you. I'll give you your shit and you have a great time on your own. It's not my
let
job.
Let me be
to
fucking miserable.
You.
Let me
yeah.
be miserable.
Exactly. Let me put my fucking mask on.
That's what
so
I tell myself
my
every
face,
day.
And then just leave me the fuck
that's
alone.
What I tell
just
my friends
me
every day. Let me
I'll
be miserable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's fucking, like, Finley's is a whole other world. Like, you guys are talking about shit, I'm like, oh, that sounds fucking stressful, but I don't have to deal with that shit, but.
Yeah, Olive Garden make me want to kill myself. Like, I wanted to end up like that guy that
a
died in the bathroom.
A perfect shift for me would be everyday people coming in and tipping their average, because I know exactly what they want, I don't have to ask them, and they're going to tip me $15.
Yeah.
And I have a table of, like, a family that
I couldn't even
in,
fathom
instance,
that.
And they just drink Miller Lite pitchers. They'll have, like, depending on what day it is, they'll have between, like, 3 to 7 pitchers of Miller Lite.
Oh, my God. How long are they there?
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes they'll be there for, like, 3 hours. Sometimes they'll be there for an hour. Sometimes they'll be there for 8. So they'll be there for a whole shift with me sometimes. But they're cool as fuck because, like,
You don't have to bother. Like, they're not bothering you.
Exactly. And I know exactly what they want. I know when they want it. I know how fast they drink. They're not sitting there, like, shaking an empty glass at me. Like,
oh, my God.
Excuse me. Why don't you know that I need another drink? Like, because you have half a fucking glass? Why are you shaking it at me?
Fucking pet peeve when people would fucking ring the fucking Ziosk.
Ooh,
the little tablets and their little red beeping thing.
I hated those things at Chili's.
At least
I literally had a man push me over one of them. He was like, "I'm not gonna pay with this," and I was like, "You don't have to. I just have to tell you that you have to do it because my numbers go bad." And he gets up and he pushes me out of the way because I was standing in between the tables. And he's like, "I'm not doing this," and walked out of the restaurant. And his wife's still sitting there, like,
"Yeah, no." People were the worst.
And he came back in and tipped me $20. I'm like.
On what?
What was this about?
Right.
Probably $20. Like, his tab was like, right. 20. He probably got the fucking $2.55.
Right. Like, what did you do this for? Like, what were you going to gain from it?
I'm like, dude, you didn't have to use the fucking Ziosk. Like, I just said that. Like, because you
we
have,
just have
to
for our bosses.
Like,
literally.
Exactly. It's fucking annoying.
I had to tell, bro, old people
gets
like.
Abused.
She, bro, she used to do that shit all the time when we would go out to, like, Olive Garden or something. She would be like, "I'm not using this." I'm like, "Well, good thing I'm here because you don't have fucking have to."
No. People
she'd be
would like,
"She like, I just don't understand why we just can't have people run our tabs like normal." And I'm like, "Guess what? You can. Guess what? You don't have
all
to.
All you
use
have to
it.
Do is nicely ask. Hey, could you run this for me
right.
instead? I don't want to use this."
Right.
The way
and
some of them look
they
at
can
them
even
like they're
stand
like,
there and
like
use
it's a
it
fucking
for you.
Like literally, like it's a airplane. Like literally, like it's a fucking pilot system.
Yeah,
like no, girl, swipe your card, bitch. Like get out. Swipe your card and get the fuck out. Tip your servers because we fucking deserve it. These two bitches are still in the service industry. They deserve it. I can hopefully drop out and be a full-time podcaster, so I don't need you. I don't need your sympathy anymore. They fucking do.
Yeah, come visit me at Finley's. I'll take
it. I thought I was beeping it out because of the fucking...
Yeah, but you can put it in at the end. If you want to use that part. Because Finley's is literally my life. I work all... Like, literally my only other day off is Friday. But that's, well, I mean, that's not that bad.
I've
Monday and Friday,
never,
good.
Ever been.
But
it's
I
so good. I've been
Saturday
telling you to come.
You've told me.
Yeah, I work a double Saturday and Sunday.
There's someone that works that used to, like, come into Mr. and Mrs. Crab all the time. You know who I'm talking
about.
Sure.
Redhead.
Yeah.
She texted me one day.
Sure.
I met A-Flow.
I met A-Flow.
Super cool.
Yeah, she's redhead.
Did it say A-Flow on your name tag?
No, we had three Ahmads at Mr. and Mrs. Crab.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They couldn't call you A-Flow?
No, they just call me Flow.
Oh.
I think
she
added me on Snap and it like, my Snap's A-Flow, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I'm pretty sure that was her. Yeah, she's a cool, she's cool. She still works there. I work Wednesdays with her, which is trivia night, crazy as fuck. Like,
ooh,
literally all the tables
trivia.
Are busy.
Trivia night, no, don't do that.
No, not our
don't
trivia,
don't do that. Don't do that.
Questions from, like, the fucking 60s. Actually, we have new people running it, and it's not that bad. Because, like,
they'd really be, like, asking,
questions.
Like, what was the fucking named, the biggest canned soup of the fucking 70s?
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Or, like, there was a question about the biggest airplane part made
Amelia
in
Earhart.
1971. Yeah, and I'm like, what?
Amelia Earhart.
But then they have fun rounds where, like, they show pictures of, like, there was one a couple weeks ago. They showed, like, villains. Like, so they showed, like, the guy from, Pirates of the Caribbean with the
Jack
octopus
Sparrow.
Guy. The octopus
oh,
guy. Fucking Davy
nigga.
Jones, right?
Yeah.
That's his name, I think.
Sure.
Sure. We're black.
And,
we're black. We don't
well,
know this
okay,
shit.
Okay, so you wouldn't know it, but there is other ones. Now I can't fucking think about it because I'm high, but there was, like, cool things, and there were, like, the little villains, and then you just name it, but... It's not the best one to be a part of. But, I mean, if you're in my section, I'll get you drunk and you'll have a great time. But I was off one Wednesday in the 5 years that I've worked there and came there to play trivia. And at the end of it, I think I had, like, 14 points. And most people have, like, 120 or something.
Like,
it was horrible.
Wait.
Yeah, it was horrible. I was like, all right, well, this is not for me. But
well,
I'll serve
Carly.
Y'all.
If people would like to find you on the socials, where can they do that?
My Twitter is at Carly K with 3 A's. And my Instagram is, hold on a minute, because I gotta look, Carly K with 3 A's. That should be easy for me.
Ahmad, y'all know the vibes.
Don't find me.
It's the third time.
Yeah, don't find me.
Don't
y'all
find
already
me.
Know. I'll post it in the description.
I'm also taking like a hiatus.
No,
I deleted everything off my Instagram. Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah, you did. But that's
and I haven't like tweeted in forever, so I've just been like
chilling. You've been liking tweets.
Yeah.
You've probably been
like, I've been like trying to like get away from
you've been just sending me horny Joe Budden moments from his podcast.
No, they're really funny.
They're not funny, they're weird. He's a fucking grown ass man. He should be worried about starting a family, not
Joe Budden.
He has two children.
Well, worry about them.
They're doing great.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. Pump it up, money. Still getting buku bucks, I guess.
Wow. You're so ignorant and uninformed.
Pump it up. Well,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Me and Ahmad are going to play this last round of Mario Kart because I beat his ass already.
Can we clarify before you lie?
It was by one point.
No, but I also beat him before you got here. So.
No, I got hit with like three. I got hit with two blue
turtles. That's why you didn't answer the
door
and left me out in the goddamn cold.
Yeah,
we're tied 1-1 and we're about to settle this shit.
Okay, and then after that, we're going to go get some calamari. So,
who is me?
Y'all can tune in 2 weeks from now. We will have another episode with some more guests. And I will keep y'all posted on social, so make sure y'all follow me there too. Links in the description. Bye.
Bye.
That's me.
Energy and is like always bitching, like, oh, they wanted a fucking sundae, yeah, I'll make them a fucking sundae. Usually that's me in the group, but you know,
you know the vibes.
You're not just gonna unsolicitedly not tell
that's just getting got. That's the intro.
Oh, wait, we were recording.
I don't think you got most of it.
I got all of it.
Talking to people every day for a living, like, that's so trash.
Super I'm glad trash. I have to talk to
I know, but it's a different type of talk to people.
Like, yeah,
I'm depending on you to leave me money.
That's true.
Like,
these people,
you know what I mean? Exactly.
These people, like, I'm snarky as fuck.
Exactly. Like, you're allowed to be like, got it, cool, like, fuck off. But, like, I'm like,
my boss now, literally, not my boss, like, I guess,
your boss.
Kind of like what, I don't know, like, in Olive Garden, like, how, like, the key servers.
Me?
Like, the servers who had, like...
Me?
Yeah, I guess you.
The CT.
So, you're not my boss, though. You're just, like...
I know what you're saying.
So, she was, like, supposed to train me on, like, a new carrier. I think it was, like, Mutual of Omaha. And
English,
I guess,
please?
She told... Mutual of Omaha is a life insurance company.
Okay, thank you.
So, they were supposed to train me on that. And I guess that she told my boss that she didn't want to train me because I was rude. And I was, like, first of all...
She's not wrong.
Bitch.
I was, like, bitch, you've never had a conversation with me. I've never met her in person. I looked through our emails. I've emailed her 4 fucking times, and half the time either she didn't respond or I didn't respond. So where is the attitude? Because we never had an actual conversation. Huh?
She probably just hears or something. Yeah.
She probably caught the vibes. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
It's easy to catch your vibes.
Literally those couple
sentences.
Okay,
well, it's been fun. You guys can get the fuck out. I'll find new guests.